Congratulations. We've all accomplished the hardest thing we'll face today. We made it out of bed. There's nothing like the coziness of covers on a cold day. We know what's out there, or at least we think we do. These big weather swings for the worse also get me thinking about those without sheets, without a bed, without walls even. Beginning 8 a.m. this morning and running until tomorrow, the city's freeze plan will be active, meaning beds at various shelters will be opened for the homeless in a greater capacity. But it wasn't last night, and today it was sure hard to get out of bed for us. I don't think we should take this privilege for granted. I think it's also the way we should understand our first reading some. A funeral favorite, Wisdom's selection today, is something like being brought in from the cold. Made to be imperishable, we find protection, even immortality in God, the text reads, despite any earthly troubles. Now think back to Sunday's gospel for a minute, to the Sadducees, those figures asking Jesus the question, who didn't believe there was a resurrection. The Book of Wisdom was written in Greek about a half century before Jesus' birth. Both the language and the book's newness disqualifying it for the Pharisees, for the Sadducees. But how cold a world that is. Not just that there are eternal rewards possibly to come, but that God has truly designed us for himself. Everything looks different from this light. From this place of warmth. We have a fuller home in God because we know the resurrection. Let's not take this for granted on this cold Tuesday morning.